Celebrations at the opening of the Ebony Horse Centre in Brixton. Back in the stable, it's feeding time for the 8 new horses at this unique inner city project that has already become a vibrant part of the local community.
I just used to love horse riding, and then my dad found out about Ebony, so I just signed up. Most people like enjoy football and stuff, but this is different. Not that much people do it, but it's like a good thing to do.
I mean, do you have any friends that go to like youth centres and stuff?
Yeah, most of them do, but I just find this more thrilling, exciting.
What is your name?
Chloe.
Oh, and what do you do at the stable, Chloe?
I basically just help out, lead the little kids around, tack up, ride. If there wasn't this, there'd be loads of kids like walking around the streets, have nothing to do. So it's good that Roz has built this.
The building of Ebony House Centre began after funding for it was secured in 2010. But as project founder Roz Spearing tells me, it's taken much longer than this for the stables to become a reality.
It started 15 years ago when I took 5 children to a lesson, and it just grew gradually, you know, from 5 to 10 to 12. Soon it was up to 28, and we used to go out in the minibus and by public transport to lessons all over London. In the past year, up until November, we've actually helped 5 young people to move outside of London because of their gang violence. So, you know, that's a really tough side of it. It's not much about it. It becomes not so much about the riding, but about moving them out of danger. And sadly, none of those young people ride anymore, but at least they're safe and their lives were definitely being threatened.
We've got 8 main stables, which are all pretty big, nice rubber mat and cushiony floor.
Jess has been working here for over a year. She's excited that the stable is finally opening, but says there is a serious side to her job which reminds her of the importance of the facility.
This is a storage room.
Just a room full of riding boots.
Riding boots, because of course it's not like, you know, like where other riding schools where you might be able to bring your own hats and boots. We have to provide all of that stuff. We can't expect the children to come with anything. So leggings or tracksuit bottoms, and then we provide everything else. I mean, I've spoken to one mum whose son doesn't really concentrate at school, wasn't really doing that well at school, and she said that when he's on a horse, he's like completely focused, because it kind of demands that, like you have to, and you know, and they want to be here as well, I suppose, like this is something that they really care about, and now it's in their community.
Questions have been raised as to whether the Ebony Horse Centre will be able to sustain itself at this difficult economic time. The organisers are confident, and if these happy horses are anything to go by, this stable is here to stay. This is Rachel Humphreys and Fudge, reporting for City News.